At the table of grace, the cup's never empty, the plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love never ending. You're always welcome at the table.
You are welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where He dines with you and you with Him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. At our last gathering at the table, we saw that whosoever believes in his heart and proclaims with his mouth that the man, Jesus, is the Christ, the Son of God, is born of God. We saw that the Church of God, empowered with the authority of the Kingdom of Heaven, is built by our Lord Jesus upon the foundation of this inspired revelation and proclamation that He is the Christ of God. We understood that the Church of the Firstborn wars against and overcomes the gates of hell on the premise of the rock-solid foundation that Jesus is God in human flesh. We also saw revealed in the Apostle Peter's attempt at dissuading our Lord Jesus from embracing his Father's will that human compassion could be in stout opposition to the will of our Heavenly Father for us. We saw that this seeming demonstration of love by friends and family is actually Satan's ploy to persuade you and I not to drink the cup our Heavenly Father will have us drink. In reality, it is Satan masquerading as protective love, or in biblical parlance, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Consequently, we saw the need for us to be able to consistently and distinctively discern the voice of the shepherd and bishop of our souls. And we thus concluded our meal with the basic guide for us to rightly identify the voice of the good shepherd. Today, we will continue with the discussion between our Lord Jesus and his disciples, with our main dish served from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 23. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." After he had discerned Satan as the one speaking to him through Peter, our Lord Jesus declares the enmity between Satan and himself by stating that the prince of this world is antagonistic towards him in a repugnant manner. Furthermore, he reveals that we cannot delight ourselves in the things of God when we relish the things of men. This law of displacement, if we would, is very clearly stated by our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, saying, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." We will do well to note the absolute terms from the lips of God himself. No man, no, not one, can love God and the world at the same time. We should also take to heart the strong, mutually antagonistic words used by our Lord. You either love God or you hate him. You either cling to God or you loathe him contemptibly. It is very clear that dual citizenship is an absolute impossibility. This does not leave you and I with any shade of gray. We either love our Lord Jesus exclusively, or like Demas, we love this present evil world. Dearly beloved, let no one deceive you. Neither should we delude ourselves. Listen to and hear the simple and clear words of truth from the lips of the truth himself. You cannot serve God and mammon. This presents you and I with only one of two alternatives. Choose you this day who you will serve, God or Satan. His apostle will amplify his words in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Do not love the world or anything that belongs to the world. If you love the world, you do not love the Father. Everything that belongs to the world, what the sinful self desires, what people see and want, and everything in this world that people are so proud of, none of this comes from the Father. It all comes from the world. The Apostle John categorizes into three the things of the world that are competing with our Lord Jesus for our heart's devotion. Number one, the flesh pot of Egypt. We were all born into this pot before we were delivered out of it and from Pharaoh's dominion, and subsequently brought into Canaan. The Egyptian menu is detailed in Galatians chapter 5 from verses 19 to 21. But blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in our union with our Lord Christ has crucified the old man with its fleshly lusts and resurrected us in union with him to newness of life. Praise the Lord. 2. The second category of things in the world is the insatiable lusts for the things money can buy. This evil eye is rooted in discontentment. It is otherwise called covetousness, which in essence is idolatry. Idolatry is the number one sin against God. And if that evil eye is not promptly and savagely plucked out, it is a sure pathway to destruction and perdition, even as it was for Achan and his family in the promised land. Let us therefore be content firstly with our Lord Jesus himself alone, finding in him our absolute satisfaction, and then we will be content with the basic necessities of our God-placed estate per season. And the third category, which is perhaps most deadly because of its sneaky character, is vainglory, taking pride in emptiness. Pride was the architect of Lucifer's downfall and is the stealth weapon in his armory ranged against you and I for a downfall. When any one of us is infected with pride, for the most times he is unaware. Vainglory includes pride in natural family pedigree, in gender, in race, in tribe, in nationality, pride in education, in accomplishments, in possessions, in social status, pride in religious zeal, in self-abilities, and even in ministry. To take pride in any of this is to be infected unawares with that deadly virus, which in truth indicates a hatred for God, regardless of profession otherwise. However, we are persuaded better things of those at the table. For we do not glory in anything else, but in the knowledge of our Father's unfailing compassion for us, and also we glory in the cross of his Son, by whom we have been crucified unto the world, and the world crucified unto us. Brethren, we will press even further in the critical pivotal statement of our Lord Jesus of the impossibility of loving him and the things of the world at the same time. In James chapter 4 and verse 4, his apostle is even more definitive of the true implication of the delusion for any one of us to think that we can dine with our King of Glory and the Prince of this world simultaneously. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever desires to be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. The Apostle James describes the children of God with an affinity for the values of this world and an appetite for its transient pleasures as spiritual adulterers and adulteresses. And he makes bold to twice declare such as the enemy of God. Think about it. In spite of your outward religious piety, to end up declared as the enemy of God. The enemy of God. Can you hear that? Can you bear that? And perhaps, for those of us in ministry, who may even have done exploits in his name, to hear him in that day utter those terrible words, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you that walk iniquity," will be the most tragic end. Now, regardless of if you have given your heart to the things in the world of Satan, the one who loved you and gave himself for you has a burning desire for intimacy with you if you will admit your folly and respond to his wooing you back to himself. Love's passion for unbridled intimacy with you is revealed in his letter written to you in Revelation chapter 3 from verses 14 to 22, with particular reference to verses 19 to 22. "Those whom I love I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen."
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I know. Drink from the river that flows before your throne. Take me deeper, deeper in love with you.
We hope your whole spirit and soul and body have been nourished at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may send your comments and request for further clarification by WhatsApp to 0817-955-9161. 0817-955-9161, or send an email to thetableofourlord@gmail.com. thetableofourlord@gmail.com. Join our soon coming bridegroom at his table at the same time next week. The grace of our Lord Jesus is with your spirit. Amen.
Love.
hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper, oh yes, deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be deeper.